there you have it. Yep. And especially, you know, I know some of the guys live in condos and stuff, and it makes it very difficult for them with the HOA rules and all this stuff. But, you know, I live, it's not really country. I've got a rural mailbox, you know, in our neighborhood here. And I got, I like building things. I've already built two antennas. In fact, I'm talking on one right now. It's, the guys tease me. I had built a J-pole before I got my license. And, you know, a copper J-pole. And I just put it back in the garage up in the rafter. And then I was sitting in my truck, and we're talking on some of these nets, and I'm thinking, man, this is crazy. I'm having to start the truck. It's freezing cold out here. And I looked over by the house, and one of the guys was talking about a broomstick antenna. And I saw the broom on the back porch. And I said, interesting. So I went to the garage, got that antenna and a shovel. And there was no frost right up next to the house by the dining room window. So I stomped the shovel in the ground, strapped that J-pole on top of that shovel, and the flower bed was elevated a bit, so it's about 10 feet off the ground to the tip. And that's what I'm talking on now. So they teased me about the shovel handle J-pole. I said, well, it'll work just fine until I can, until it's warm enough, I can get up on the chimney and get something up 40 feet. So we'll see what happens with that. Hey, Rick, this is KF8, finding good signal. Back to you.